Yes. I like to open, I wish I had a gavel, I could bang on something. Oh, I know. I'd like to open the Wednesday, May 3rd, 2023, Discovery Bay Communications Meeting. Has a roll call been taken?
Roll call's been taken and all members are present.
And now is the time for any public comment.
There's no one on the line.
We have draft minutes to be approved.
Motion to approve.
Second, of course. Presentations is, the first one is the electronic signboard update. Dina.
Yes, so what we've decided to do for a suggestion is to update the electronic signboard every Friday. So we're gonna put a new message on that about every Friday so that it's not going stale. So that you can see the new events that are coming up, the things that we're doing, meetings that we have coming up. So we're always trying to keep it fresh and real. So that's what I just wanted to let you know. So every Friday, Ms. Kelly next to us right here and Janie are working together to update the signboard for you.
How's the, are you becoming an expert at the programming of the signboard yet? Is there still world, are things you haven't?
I wouldn't say expert.
Is there stuff that is meant to be discovered or
Yeah.
About how long does it take you to, just in general, to change?
It could take like a minute.
Oh, okay.
It's typing something in. If you want to do something more extensive, you know, if you want to download some graphics or something like that, it would take a little while, but it's not too labor intensive.
Okay, excellent.
So then, just for clarification, then the updated messages are strictly town related things, or what's kind of?
Not always. Right. So it depends if somebody from a 501c3 or another type of event paid the town, upon approval though, paid the town to be able to use the message board.
So then
their message would run.
So nothing has changed about what we can and do put on. It's just
how
often.
No, we're just trying to keep it fresh. Yeah, we're trying to keep it fresh.
So there's no opportunity for Baranga Toe's real estate company to be on a signboard.
That's correct.
Okay, just want clarification on that one.
So do I still have to be out there carrying that sign
yes,
for
you
this
do.
Week?
Okay.
Yeah, you're on a signboard for 1 second.
All right, thank you. I think that's wonderful. Social media and website update. Dina.
Yes, so I just wanted to give you an update of how many participants are on our different sites. Our website, we have 1,002 subscribers, and they sign up for various things that they're interested in when updates or notices go out. On Instagram, we have 288 followers, and on Facebook, we have 3,500 followers.
Is it time for another campaign to encourage people to sign up?
We could do that. We can put it in the next water bill, maybe a little flyer.
Put it on
Facebook. Looks like there's more followers on Facebook where they can link in.
Tell your friends and.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wonder if, you know, there's so many different opportunities, different ways to get access to information, whether it's Facebook or Instagram or the messaging. It gets confusing. Mm-hmm. And maybe as a resident, maybe they don't know what's the best way they should sign up for it. So maybe if we're going to give them a message, maybe that's sort of like, hey, here's the choices that you have available, and here's what they're different, and here's the advantages or disadvantages.
I don't think I know the advantages and disadvantages of Instagram versus Facebook. So I'm not, can you clarify what you mean?
Well, I guess follow us on Instagram if you want this type of information. Follow us on Facebook if you want this type of information.
Same information goes on both.
Okay.
So it does. Typically the same information goes on both. So we'll put it on our website, we'll put it on Facebook, we'll put it on Instagram. So we'll put it on all of those types of things.
Okay. And again, I'm just talking out loud here.
Yeah.
Just,
mm-hmm. Nope.
No, that's good.
You know, so maybe the message is then pick your favorite one and
follow us on one of these
because the information is the same. So maybe if that's something to include there, it's just so like, here's a list of things you can do. And
what about having a sign made, a large sign, for your next concert? Just saying, like us on, like the town, and just have it out there for anybody that comes.
Well, I don't think the concert has anything to do with it, but certainly if
there's a lot of people there.
If you guys want to put a banner up at the community center or something, you know, once mine comes out, or, you know, next to mine or whatever, that say, hey, I don't know. Okay. Why not?
I don't know what they cost.
Oh, they're cheap.
Oh, they're very cheap. But
that's $60 is what I paid for that one. So.
Okay.
But I was just thinking, since you're going to have thousands of people out there.
That wouldn't be a bad idea, really, you know, if people walking in, you know.
Mm-hmm. I'll give them something to do while they're sitting there waiting for the band to start. And...
look at the price of a banner.
I guess you could put a, what was those things you, you fit your phone?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, you're right up there.
I'm not the right person. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's actually not a bad idea, because then a lot of people, of course, they're going to be in concert mode, but certainly all the tennis players and pickleball people and dog park people coming in, let them know that there's.
Okay. All right. I'll get to something like that.
Does anyone else have any ideas, other ways that we can communicate? Kelly? Ellen?
Well, I think one of the things we talked about is, you know, having a, you know, coffee with the GM, coffee with the GM, bringing in the sheriff's department.
Those absolutely.
Things, getting that up there. You know, one of the things that we did in the previous city is we had, and I'm not sure if we can do it with our Facebook, but we can actually pay money and we can boost our message, and you can keep it in a zip code. So whoever is living in Discovery Bay, you can put out a message and it will only go to those people. Now, it doesn't mean they're going to read it, and you pay, I think it's $5 for every either 1,000 or 1,000 people. It is an expensive, but it's a way to get a directed message out there on Facebook to people.
Oh, that's a great idea.
So again, another question I just don't understand. So we have a Facebook account, and then there's also like these groups like Discovery Bay Rants and Raves groups. Do we need to be a part of those groups, or? I don't.
You know, I wonder, and I don't know this, and maybe we can ask some people, but how many people that are on Facebook would only join a small group like that, or are they going to see it otherwise? I would think there's some statistics out there.
No, I'm just saying, though.
No,
I like, I'm a member of Discovery Bay Rants and Raves, so sometimes I go on Facebook and I look there, and it's about a step and a half above next door. But in any event, you know, I don't know if we need to be a part of that group, and then when we make announcements, that gets announced onto those groups, which are specific to Discovery Bay.
I don't know if it works that way, because usually when you're in a group, they control the messages that go out of the group.
Well, who's our Facebook person? Who does our Facebook stuff?
We all kind of share it.
Oh, do you? Yeah.
You can,
it could be mostly Monica and Janie.
You can post on the group, though. So if I join Discovery Bay Rants and Raves, I can go in and post.
Okay.
And then, you know, let me do that just to experiment.
Okay.
And I'll put no discussion, because always on the information we say, you know, call this number, and let me put on no discussion, just on, and then I'll delete it just to see.
And what is this Rants and Wave?
Oh, yeah, I'm not saying you want to get on that one, but there's just a lot, just to get an idea of what happens if we.
Yeah.
That might not be. Okay. Well, I don't know. That might be a good one.
Well, don't let the name be deceptive. It's a Scare Bay centric Facebook group. So it's just a nice way. It keeps it within the community instead of being broadcast out beyond that. And there might be other groups like that that I don't know about.
There's one for lakes, there's one for Lakeshore, and then there's one for the, I'm having one of those moments, across from Safeway.
Centex?
Centex Homes.
Yeah, so maybe if there's individual groups for those, and if we could join, if the town of Discovery Bay could join those groups, then I think every time we did a post, then we go out to those groups specifically. It actually might not be a bad idea if that's how it works.
Okay. Right. I'm going to make myself a note right now, and then I will let you both know how...
What are you going to accomplish, though?
What am I going to accomplish?
Yeah.
Just to see if we can do it and be able to post it.
Well, you're not... But you don't post the Town Discovery Bay Facebook.
No, but I'm going to go on and do one of my own tomorrow, and I'm going to click on it, see if I can click some no discussion, so we don't end up with like a million comments there, because all we want to do is announce something. You know what I mean?
Okay, I thought we were going to see if we could post onto that.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Well, I know, I'm talking about the Town Discovery Bay.
Yeah, she's on one of those group posts, so she's going to see if she can put a message out and if it will be filtered or removed,
okay,
or if she's successful in doing it.
Yeah, okay.
Is that correct?
Yeah, and then I'm going to click where there's no discussion because we don't want 800 comments.
Right.
Okay. On those sites, you can post. There's usually an administrator who will make a decision if they're going to keep it, because sometimes people put inappropriate things on there, mm-hmm, and that person can remove it.
Okay, yeah, we'll see.
All right,
okay,
thank you.
But I will do that. Okay. Okay, any other comments, suggestions? All right, on to the community alerts update. Alan.
Yes, so today we have a total of 296 subscribers. And in going through the subscriber data, it was pretty interesting because, first of all, I learned a couple things. Is we're getting not only people from Discovery Bay, but we're getting people from Palo Alto, Pleasant Hill, I mean, all over are getting onto to these alerts, which is great. But one of the things we also learned too is one of the vocabulary boxes that we have where we're telling them what to do, people are getting a little confused. So we went in there today and made some changes, because people were picking like the other zones, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and like, yes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and they're not going through the prompts.
Mm-hmm.
So we experienced that issue with the mm-hmm board member. So we're working on that, and we're gonna make sure those people get in. But people don't seem to have a problem with it. I would say the majority of the group subscribes to just one zone now. That's what's coming in. And we haven't really had any complaints to Director Gateau's point. I feel that two calls in the last 2 days regarding what Slick Text is in relation to other entities that put things out. So for example, people are getting alerts from the county, and they're thinking, well, because we're county, are they going to get the alerts through them if we they'll sign up with us? And I had to explain this water, wastewater type emergencies. And so people didn't know that. So that's one of the things that we really need to, that I learned in the last couple days, is that we really need to put that out there of what specifically these alerts are for. Because the gentleman I talked to was thinking, well, what if there's a crash somewhere in Discovery Bay? Well, that would not go on there. This is a water, wastewater type of notification. He says, oh, okay, I didn't know that. So it's just educating the public. It's work in progress. And again, we're going to continue to grow the numbers, but I don't want to use the system. Hopefully we're not going to have to, but I know eventually someday we are, and then we're going to see what other issues we have.
Can we use it right now to send out a message saying, send it out to those who've signed up, you've successfully signed up, this is going to be for this, this, and this. Tell your neighbors, just something so they can see it, so they know what to expect and what to look at, and then also maybe they can get the word out to people.
No, I think we specifically identified this for emergencies only, not to send out other messages. So we can do it in other ways, but I wouldn't want to.
So we couldn't send out a test on it, really?
We have tested it.
We could send out a message to the people who have subscribed.
I thought you get a message when I signed up for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a confirmation message.
That's odd, I didn't.
But I don't want to send out something where, please tell your friends, because that's not what it was meant for, and we specifically stated we weren't going to be doing that. So,
Well, going back to...
But we can communicate it in different ways.
I was just going to say, going back to our discussion about adding something to the water bill, you could also add a little explanation here.
Yeah.
And by the way, if you want additional information, this is our emergency sign-up.
Yeah, and we did that the last time.
Yeah,
but we can do it.
It's going to take a while,
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Maybe even putting something on the electronic signboard saying, just put that in the Friday mix.
Okay.
Have you signed
sure,
out?
Sure, we can do that.
I definitely like your idea of putting something on the fence during the summer jam with a map and let people come up and use the QR code.
Yeah.
We'll definitely make sure we have something ready for that.
I think you were to come up and make an announcement during the event, weren't you? So,
no, I was not.
Oh. Well, this could be an opportunity.
Yeah.
This is what directors like to do, is prevent opportunities for town managers.
Absolutely. It's great fun. Okay, anything else? Is anyone on the line? No public comment? Any other discussions? All right, so what do you think of this? with it being springtime, and we have, you know, the parks that are going to get some redone. What if, could we arrange for the board of directors and you all, of course, to go on a field trip and go look at how long has it been that everybody has seen Cornell Park? How long is it? And I don't know the answer to this. How long has it been since people have gone to Regatta? What, you know, what?
Well, I'll let Dina respond because I think that gets very complicated.
It does.
But, you know, each individual director in my mind should be doing that anyways.
I agree.
You know,
well, I agree.
You and I are both realtors, so.
Oh, no, I.
You know, we, you know, I think both of us drive there on a regular basis.
Yeah, we drive around it and go over and walk through the park just to check things out. Well, if we can't do that, what if, since we're coming up with things for Dina to do, what if she makes the suggestion that, you know, to all the board to, you know, as soon as you get a chance, you know, go take a look around.
Okay. Yeah, maybe when we're done with our redoing Cornell Park, you know, we'll invite, you know, a couple of different groups. We'll do start with Parks and Rec because, you know, they'll want to highlight that. And then maybe let you know when it's done and then we
get the, yeah, get the board over there.
Yeah, uh-huh, get the board over.
Going back to the banners, though, but if you do order, you should probably order a couple. You could put one at Cornell, you could put one here. You could probably put one. No, that's probably the two big ones.
Yeah, I just know we're going to get a lot of people for the summer jam, so if we had something.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of people coming through.
Yeah. And it wouldn't have to be huge.
No.
I mean, you'd have to have the map, you'd have to have the QR code.
Yeah, but big, long enough and big enough so that you're going to be able to see it amidst all those thousands of people.
Well, during the concert, I'll be making announcements, and of course, we'll thank the town and encourage residents to come up and scan their phone and for an opportunity to win free water for the year.
Yeah, that's it.
Gift to public funds.
No. Oh, joking. Wild man. All right, and with that, unless you have any future agenda items, I don't know if it's off the top of my head, we adjourn the communications meeting at 3:47.
All right, wonderful.